Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I've got another special guest, Ashvin. I can say. Do it again. No, just kidding. Yeah. Ashvin Shanghvi. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He's on my team, so I better get his name right. That's terrible. I'm a terrible person. Okay, today we're talking about SAP HANA on Azure large instances. And these things are killer, right? So these things start at like 768, right? That's gigabytes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they go, and now they go all the way up to
4 terabytes.
What?
Yes.
That is bonkers.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what this does. Yeah, when a customer's deploying this, how does this actually work for them?
Yeah, first, SAP HANA is a memory-based database, so that's why it needs this kind of memory.
Yeah.
And with it, in proportion, they need that many cores, so these are big footprints that you're talking about.
Yes.
Up till now, customers would typically do dev test in Azure. They can go up to GS5 and do production.
Mm-hmm.
With this, they can, most companies can run their full production on these nodes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's big. That's a lot of memory.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have 1.5 terabytes.
I miss all the middle size.
And the 2 terabytes. So you can have the size, and they are optimized for OLAP and OLTP. And we optimize everything on it, like the amount of cores to memories to disks to network, everything for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you got this breadth and you optimize it. Now, if customers are actually deploying their apps, what does that look like? So they've got, SAP HANA is their back end, right?
Yeah.
So like, what role does it play with the rest of the apps running in Azure?
Absolutely. So typically they have a set of landscape servers, where they run all their applications. They're clustered together.
Okay.
Okay. And a database server.
Okay.
Typically, for one production server, they have about 6 others.
So their apps are running over here. So whatever their apps may be, ERP, CRM,
OLAP,
whatever. OLAP.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
And then they've got this guy sitting here, and this is, let's say, your
one
4 terabyte.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So tons of memory.
Yeah.
Now, is this HA? Is this like what happens if this machine dies? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So by itself,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty highly available.
Sure.
We don't take it down for updates.
Mm-hmm.
We coordinate with the customer when we have to do that. It's very rare because it's just firmware.
Right.
Everything around it is redundant. And if it ever dies, we have hot spares that can take its place and take the same personality.
So you're saying it's redundant. So does
same
that mean,
identity.
Okay, got it. Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. And so that works beautifully. So any type of failure and it will take that over.
Right. And
okay.
then, of course, SAP supports HA, so you can do synchronous.
And you can do that as well. So you can do the 4 terabyte here and 4 terabyte here, and that just all works.
We can do that.
Oh, that's like
and
magic,
that,
man.
And that thing uses standard SUSE or Red Hat clustering for failing over. So and because on our nodes or on our cloud, they're on the same layer 2 network.
Right.
It works just like SAP wants you to.
Got it. And so then these apps come in and basically talk to this. And so you've got basically this running, all this running in Azure, so you can take advantage of over here, let's say your agile, scale up, scale down. Right?
Exactly. You have dynamic operations and agile development because you've got all the other services that you can bring in
over here even.
All the other services.
So I do them over there, you see that?
I was calling it the halo.
The halo. You can draw services.
The halo application.
You can draw these services all over the
place. Exactly.
Look at what's possible. Look at how agile that is.
Yes.
That's just agile. My goodness.
Yeah.
And then so all of this then talks in. Very, very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so all the way up to 4 terabytes. So tell me anything else about this that you're just like super jazzed about? You hear, like, what are customers doing with this? What's possible?
Well, one of the cool things that we do about this is we have backup DR all inbuilt.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like a managed sort of thing here.
And it is also optimized for SAP so that you can, even if you have a cluster, this is not just that, even if you have an N or N plus one cluster, okay, with distributed data on all of them.
Okay,
right?
And this is also possible.
It's also possible. Even if you do that, we can synchronize so that you have a consistent DB on that. You tell IIS or our service to take a storage snapshot. Split second, we take a snapshot, and it's a full backup.
My goodness.
And it doesn't take space.
So it's like a managed, this is a fully managed type of experience with the, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But it's still infrastructure.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. But so you can run, of course, you're running this.
Yeah. And the customer brings their own hardened versions of the operating system. I mean, we give them, but they can harden it. Yeah. They can bring their license, right, and away they go.
And away they go.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Well, thank you, Ashton, so much for it. And is there, for people to learn more about this, do we have a site that we can send them to?
Yes.
I didn't prep you for that. I didn't tell you that I was going to ask you that question. So now, off the cuff.
Azure.com/solutions/SAP.
Okay, so slash, so I'm writing up here.
/SAP.
SAP. That's easy. Yeah. That's easy to remember. Okay, and so for all of you out there, if you're interested in this, please go to azure.com. So azure.com/solutions/SAP. You can learn all about what Ashton just talked about. You can also ask us questions on #AzureTWC. That is Azure Tuesdays with Corey. That is this show that you are watching right now. And you can learn anything else about this from either questions or to that site. So thank you, Ashton, so much. And thank you for joining us on this glorious Tuesday right before Thanksgiving. And hopefully I wish all of you, in the States at least, a wonderful Thanksgiving. And all of you outside of the States have a wonderful Tuesday and Thursday. You know, all the days you can have are wonderful. And so with that, thank you. Have a wonderful day and see you around.
In a hallway. First time in a hallway.
Yes.
Okay, man.
All right. You ready? Good.
Okay, where you want to be? You want to be standing you and bring him in or what?
Is this an edible
wall? Oh no, that one. Okay.
That was my marching band moves. Did you see that? The backup.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, so always on your toes when you're backing up. That's the. Don't tell anyone. Okay. Ashton, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So we're getting short and sweet.
Good.
All right. No demo. Yeah. SAP HANA on Azure.
Large instances.
Okay.